880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a rocking show tonight, so make sure to stay tuned. We're going to talk real estate. We're going to talk about business. We're going to have an interview with the president of the Latin Builders Association, Miss Noelia Moreno. We're also going to talk about our social internet makeover with Javier Morales and Alex from Associates in Business, Inc. We're going to have Dr. Paula on. We're going to have a second half of her discussion about how to select the right therapist. We'll have Dr. Victor Franks on talking about how I stay thin. And we'll wrap it up with Michael Kwan talking about the things that our listeners are asking him on his emails. And then, of course, at the end of the show, I'll do my famous discussion, which we also refer to as a rant. You can listen to us live on 880 AM, The Biz. We're replayed on a regular basis throughout the week. You can listen in real time at www.880thebiz.com. Just hit the Listen Live button. You can also hear archived shows at www.freedonbusiness. That's F-R-I-E-D on business.com. And now we'll get into our show. Matt.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Matt, how you doing, man?
Oh,
welcome
I
back.
I feel great, man. I'm back. I feel great. I was out west and enjoying some time with the mountains. The
yeah, I know. There. I saw you. You caught that fish. Your arms are still hurting from all the fish, huh?
It was a big fish.
Yeah, it was a big fish.
It tasted pretty good, too.
What kind of bait did you use?
We had a lure.
Yeah? What was her name?
Well, let's just leave it this.
All right.
Lure.
All right. Now, so give me some emails. Come on. Who sent
this
email?
Oh, ready to do emails. Let's jump right in.
You always talk over Barry White.
You know what? I'm sorry.
That's all right. Mike has a quick finger today. Okay, give me an email. Come on.
Hi, Kevin from Carl Springs. He writes in and he says, what does it mean that treasuries are at zero or even negative?
That means we're in deep doo-doo today, buddy. With the stock market down 500 points, people were looking for a safe place to put their cash. And the place that they're putting it in is treasuries. In fact, with treasuries at the 3-month, 6-month, and 12-month level yielding zero coupons after you pay the commission to buy the deal, you're actually costing yourself money. And there's banks out there that won't even take your deposits over a certain amount anymore. They're forcing people into the treasury market. Today, people are running for the hills. They're running for safety. And you say, why? Well, for instance, there's a lot of little telltale things that have been out there if you're watching. For instance, Germany, the economy in Germany, which was holding the fort for Europe, has started to slow down. They've been starting to see some inflationary pressures in China, which have caused them to raise interest rates. And then the biggest of all is, yeah, they solved the quote-unquote debt deal crisis that they engineered, but they really didn't do anything. They made sure that they froze all the things that they could really cut and make an impact on. So we really don't have any good news on the economic front other than what my good friend Doug Hank sent me today on Twitter, which was that home sales are up in Florida a little bit more than they are in other places in the country. Well, duh, we have people that are coming from out of the country buying all cash here in Florida. Well, they're not doing that in Kentucky and Tennessee and Alabama. Matt, hit me again.
All right, Felipe from Little Haiti.
Felipe, my man. All right, thank
with
you, Felipe.
With the economic recovery stalling and the federal government getting out of the stimulus business, what really lies ahead?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Felipe. In the past, I've been able to really see what's going on in the future. I was able to select sites on Brickell that were real good before Brickell became a real happening place. I've been able to help people select sites in Dadeland before Dadeland became a happening place. But the one word to describe the economy and the future of our country right now is opaque. You can't really see right now. I like transparency, but right now things are opaque. It's really difficult to see what's going on. You've got interest rates at a 15-year record low. Well, that sounds like good news, but the reason that it's such a low is because they can't give away the money. It's the same reason Treasury's at zero. You can't give away the money. So with the Dow down, rates low, layoffs everywhere. It's tough to forecast the future. So I can't give you an idea about what's going to happen, but just make sure you do what the smart people are doing today, which is keeping your money safe, put it in the bank. If you've got a lot of money, find out how much the FDIC, how you can move money into little FDIC protected accounts so that you can break up your money, because I'd want myself insured right now. Matt, give it to me again.
Juan from Miami Gardens.
I guess he's not manning the board today, so he's calling in. What's he got?
Be calling in. He's got commercial real estate questions in reference to okay. their pricing. Is it, why is it so low, and you know, does it make sense to go out and buy now?
Well, pricing is actually pretty good. It's gone up a little bit. It's still at historic lows if you count where it was off the peak. We have bounced off the bottom to a significant extent. But the big issue is, will you be able to buy it with leverage? And if you can buy it with leverage, buying real estate has always been, the key has been buying it with leverage. So if you can get leverage, that's a good thing. The problem, it's tough to get leverage right now. In fact, the most recent CMBS issues, the most recent debt issues that were brought to Wall Street failed. And that's causing a little bit of a problem in a real estate business right now. Yeah, Matt, you're looking quizzical.
I don't understand. Rates are so low, historically low, they can't give the money away, but yet you can't get a loan. What gives?
Well, what gives is the fact that nobody can figure out what credit is. People don't want to take a risk. Remember, everything now is about cash flow and risk mitigation. So if it's difficult to forecast the cash flow, which it is in a rehab deal, or if it's difficult to forecast what your cash flows are going to be, I guess is what I said. Oh, gosh, I brain cramped.
That's all right.
All right, give me the next one.
Next one, let's move on.
I'm done with real estate
for a while.
You know,
there's a guy named Cliff from Miramar.
Okay, hey, Cliff, what's happening, bud?
What do you think will be the best performing sector of the economy going forward?
Healthcare.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, because there's absolutely nothing else that's doing any good. Healthcare, you still can see a continuing increase in demand for healthcare.
That's
funny. You're going to see it. Yeah, I know. Well, it'll be even increasing if you don't stop these stupid snide remarks. I'm going to give you a hit upside the head. You'll really need some health care on your own.
I don't know. I just look at the hamburger joints. They keep popping up everywhere.
Well, all that is automatic artery clearer. But what really is that the hamburger joints are popping up because we can't go to the steak chains anymore because nobody's making any money. So now we're going to go for the $15 hamburger instead of the $30 steak.
That's why health care is going to do well, because
yes.
everybody's going to get sick.
Actually, health care is going to do well. All you have to do is walk outside and take a look at all the obese people smoking packs of cigarettes every day and me having to pay for their health care. Not interested. Yeah, that's you, Alex.
All right, Petra from Miami Beach.
Ooh, I like that name. Hey, Petra.
With consumer confidence low and job growth slow, how are we going to pull out of the recession?
One foot at a time, one step at a time, one person at a time, one job at a time. I can't tell you how we're going to pull out of it, but I can tell you there's only so many people that can get jobs being a nurse or being a healthcare professional. The rest of us need jobs and careers in other things like financial services, wealth management. I can't tell you any more than that.
All right, let's move on. Dolly.
Thank you.
Dolly. You think it's Dolly Parton or is just the Dolly, just whatever?
Dolly I think it's Lama? The Dolly Lama, yes.
All right.
Dolly
Lama. From Aventura. My health care costs keep going up. How do I stop it?
Oi, don't get sick. And make sure the rest of your friends don't get sick either.
That was easy.
Yeah, it was easy. Well, really, it's stay healthy. Have a good track record on your health care. Join a group that's got good health care record, that has good wellness practices, and you'll probably have a lower health care cost than you would otherwise.
You know, there's another email here. I can't believe I jumped over it. This is Penny from Boca.
Oh, your girlfriend Penny, huh?
I guess. I mean,
she wrote in last week looking for you.
I missed her. Welcome
she
back,
missed you,
Matt.
Too.
Who
so
is
did
this
Norm.
Penny girl? How was the fish you caught?
Well, she's not asking me, Matt. How was the fish you caught?
It was so big.
Well, how good was it? Did you eat it?
Actually, yeah. We cooked it up, and it was quite tasty. Rainbow trout.
Rainbow trout. How much does that cost at Publix?
I don't think they sell it at Publix.
Okay. Certainly not with your finger in its mouth.
Well, look, they told me it was the largest fish caught on record year to date.
It's a good thing that Don threw that in there for you to catch.
I guess.
Okay. Well, Penny, Matt is back. He's here. He's a permanent fixture on the show.
Keep sending those emails.
Keep sending the emails, and who knows? Maybe your stalker will show up someday, Matt.
Hey, great. Hey, Oscar from Coral Gables.
Hey, Oscar.
He just read that Amazon pays no sales tax. How is that, and is it right?
Actually, that's true. Amazon doesn't pay sales tax. They have a very, very extravagant way to avoid sales tax. They even make sure that that each one of their field reps has a map showing the states that they can't go into, because if they do business in those states, they're going to owe sales tax on it. It adds up to tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars each year. It gives them an incredible price advantage, and it's money that our state is not getting paid on. It's a bad thing for the state of Florida. I don't care if it's good for Amazon. It's bad for Florida. The millions of dollars that the people buying on Amazon in Florida don't pay in sales tax is not coming to a school near you. Just think about it that way. It's not a good thing. It's something that I know I've been up to Tallahassee to lobby against, and it's something that you should write your legislator about. I don't mind if a business model is got something that's profitable, but I do mind if it's something that's a ripoff, and that's a ripoff. Not that wow. I have an opinion.
So if I appreciate those opinions, but so if I buy a computer from ABC Company.
If you buy a computer here at a hard store, you pay them whatever, 8.5% sales tax. If you buy that computer on Amazon, you pay no sales tax, which is why Amazon people buy there, because depending on the state you're in, you're getting a 4 to 10% discount simply because they're not paying sales tax. I know that everybody likes to go buy something at Bloomingdale's in New York and have them mail it back so you don't have to pay sales tax. Same thing.
Wow. All right. This is Adela from Miami Springs.
Hola, Adela. ¿Cómo está?
I see the number of homes listed for sale is down. Is this good news on housing, on the housing front, or not really?
It really depends on how you see it, and I hate to keep giving that as the answer. But the reality is that the fact that there are fewer houses on the market is that it's a logical response to the fact that there are fewer foreclosures because of the robo-signing moratorium. Now that the robo-signing moratorium has basically been lifted, you're going to see a pickup again in the foreclosure business, a pickup again in the foreclosure defense business, a pickup again in the houses that are on the market for sale. And one of the things is that the Herald wrote today that they want to point out to me again was a positive thing about the business is that home prices that are not distressed sales are actually increasing 15%. But when you factor in the distressed sales, prices have only increased less than 1%. Okay, find me a deal that's not distressed today, because if it's either a distressed real estate or a distressed seller, if it's a foreclosure, that doesn't mean anything. It could be a distressed owner. So the fact of the matter is, I got to stop saying the fact of the matter is, we need to make a sign. We need to make a sign
of the matter.
Right. There are no more facts to the matter and other things like that. These are things Jim Freed shouldn't say. Well, one more, Matt. Give it to me again.
We'll edit that out.
Okay. How much more time? Do I got time, Mike?
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Plenty of time. Let's see. Look, this is Pierre from North Miami.
Okay. Pierre from North Miami.
When will the job market come back?
Wow, that's a hard question. But the reality is that the job market will come back right after consumer confidence comes back. If we can have an increase in consumer confidence, then businesses will feel better about expanding their labor force. And if business expands their labor force, jobs will be created. And jobs will be created will mean people will get paychecks. They'll feel better. Consumer confidence will go up. Sales will go up. The economy will recover. The problem today is that people are afraid. People need confidence, and confidence to me is not a gold bar buried in your background next to your pack of ammo.
Wow, and he meant it.
Yeah, I know guys that are out there digging in their backyard today after the Dow dropped 500 points.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he emailed me. My brother.
Yeah, well, talking about brothers, there's another guy with the same name, Jim from Boca.
Jim from Boca.
And he starts off the right way.
Okay.
He says, okay, smart guy. What are the implications of the failure of the last big loan sale in New York?
Okay, well, that's really good that you would ask that. And I am a smart guy, so I have an answer for that.
What loan sale is he referring to?
There was a big CMBS loan sale that went through, I think it was Citicorp and Chase were trying to sell a loan. It had a lot of stuff in it from Starwood, and it didn't make. Starwood says they didn't like the pricing anyway, but I almost said it. Starwood and that whole thing didn't make, and now people are looking for a way to refinance their properties, and there's a lot of properties coming up for refinance. If you can't refinance them in the secondary market with these CMBS deals, you're going to have a lot of problems. There's going to be more lack of liquidity, which causes problems for the real estate market. We'll talk more about that next week. We've got our next segment coming up with Noelia Moreno from the Latin Builders. Noe, are you out there?
Hey, how are you, Jim?
I am great, Noe. How about you?
Doing awesome today.
Excellent. So we've got the LBA here on the radio today. I want to, first of all, thank you for having me on your show. This is sort of a crossover, I guess. I don't know. Is that the right word to use? Mike is kind of giving me a quizzical look. So, oh, thumbs up. Okay, great. That's the right term to use. So, Noe, how goes it at Latin Builders? Are we seeing a pickup in activity over there?
You know what, Jim? We're very optimistic. I mean, you know, there's a lot of buzz with the Genting Group and their purchase of the Miami Herald land.
Sure.
And I think that shows some positive signs that at least people still feel and know that Miami's a good investment going forward.
Oh, yeah. There was a big article, I think it was in the Review today, about all the Russian guys buying houses on Star Island, and now it's a big status symbol to say you've got a big house in Miami. And I think that Miami is always going to be one of those exotic places that people want to live. And I think that in the long term, that we are going to have a great pickup in the economy here. It will, again, be real estate generated. We just need to get to the other side of the mountain.
Absolutely. And listen, I think that one of the best things that has happened in a while in our city is Mayor Jimenez, or as you know, he's newly elected as mayor. His focus is job creation and bringing industries. And if we create jobs, listen, the construction will follow.
Yes, 100%, because people need a place to live. People need a place to work. People need a place to shop. And as they come to town, that will create jobs and careers and give more employment here, and it'll have the multiplier effect. Now, over at LBA, what are some of the things that you do in the community beyond just being a trade association? Because I know that you guys have some significant involvement in the community. It's something I've always really, really respected the LBA for.
You know, one of our big things, and actually it's coming up now, is our annual backpack drive.
Cool. What's that?
We hand out over 1,000 backpacks to needy children in our community. It's not just backpacks, they're filled with supplies.
Good.
And we go to Title I schools, which are the ones that are, most of the kids are on the free lunch program.
Mm. Now, Noe, if somebody wants to make a donation, how do they get a hold of you to make a donation? Because this sounds like something that we need to support on the Freedom Business Show.
You know what, Danny? I'm looking at Danny's picture and talking to Jim. Jim, one of the things is that They can call our office at 305-446-5989.
Wow, that's great. And if you could send me like a little flyer or email, I'd like to send that out to my contact list.
Absolutely. And listen, you know, we're almost there at our goal. We're going to give out those 1,000 backpacks with or without the donations. Obviously, it helps us if we have the donations. You know, and if we surpass our goal, then we'll hand out more.
All I could say is that every person that gets one of those backpacks, you're helping shape an entire universe and helping move our entire community forward. And it's something that really should be respected on y'all's part.
Thanks, Jim. You know, our motto with the foundation is empowering children through education. We also, the other thing that we do is we have scholarships.
Oh, tell me about those.
We have a scholarship at Miami-Dade. We have a scholarship at FIU and a scholarship at your alma mater at UF.
Da, 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 da. So how does somebody find out or apply for one of these scholarships, Noe, especially with the school year coming up? Is it too late to apply for this year?
It's too late for this year. They can apply for next year. Typically, it's open to members of the association or employees of member companies of the association, to the children of the employees.
I think that's great. I think that's wonderful because, you know, we need to make sure that our next generation is highly educated so that they can be competitive. It's one of the things we talk about here on our show all the time.
Yeah, and a little caveat with the scholarship is you have to go into a construction or real estate major.
Oh, that's great. UF has them both. They have a real estate major and one of the best construction programs in the country. And I think
that they actually do.
I think that that's super that you're doing it. I know that my wife and I have given a scholarship up at UF for the real estate program for a number of years. And while we try to make it a policy not to meet the students because we think it's a little bit of an awkward dynamic for the students, I do know from their teachers that it's something that means a very big difference to them. It makes a difference in their lives. And being involved in education is something that everybody in our community needs to take advantage of.
Absolutely. And listen, I wanted to share some good news with you.
Great.
You and your listeners will be one of the first to know.
Okay.
I've transitioned out of the kitchen cabinet world, and
okay.
I'm going back to my roots as an attorney.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I mean, I was general counsel for the company for 17 years, but I've joined the firm of Infante Zumpano here in Coral Gables.
Oh, Carlos is such a great guy. We've had Carlos and Emil on the show.
They're great guys. I really love this firm. What I love most about this firm is that the attorneys are business-minded.
Oh, yeah, and they're rapidly expanding, too.
The growth is exponential over here. There's a lot of good things happening. They have probably one of the best real estate and banking groups anywhere, and they also have an outstanding bankruptcy and reorganization team.
And now they have one great new attorney who really knows the real estate business cold.
Absolutely, and my role here is really to act as a liaison between the clients and the attorneys and make sure that everybody's understanding each other, because I know that business people, you know, when you're looking at retaining an attorney, you're saying, oh my God, you know, the clock starts ticking. And
yeah, and they don't get
me. Business people, and as business people, we don't want to do it, and the lawyers don't get it, and this firm gets it.
No, I'm telling you, Emil and Carlos are just beautiful people. Their whole team is great. I was at the rollout in Wynwood when they announced their worldwide expansion. I can't think of a better group of people for you to be joining, Noe. Congratulations. Congratulations. I know that you've got to run to go do some stuff, but we loved having you on the show, and I look forward to having you on again. Maybe you can bring Carlos and Emil, and we can do a whole episode with you and them, and we could talk about their new expansion.
Oh, we would love it. Thank you, Jim, for having me on the radio. And anybody that wants to reach me, you can call me at 305-446-5989.
All right, Noe, and I'll follow up with you tomorrow on some of those social improvement stuff we were talking about on the phone earlier today.
You'll get an email on that. Thanks, Jim.
You're the best. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I want to make sure you remember to attend the Sunset Over Miami with the Greater Miami Jewish Federation. It's going to be held on September 15th at the Apollo Bank Building in Midtown Miami. So, I mean, in the Brickell area, Miami Brickell area, they're going to have drinks and hors d'oeuvres. The covert is $45 until September 8th, and then it goes up after that. Make sure to RSVP early by going to the Greater Miami Jewish Federation website. This will be a great networking event. It's one of the best all year. It crosses over all business types and all allied trades in real estate. It's a must-attend networking event. So make sure you go to the Greater Miami Jewish Federation website. That's the network at jewishmiami.org or call 786-866-8446. Make sure you RSVP today. You won't want to miss the event.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with our next segment. We're on with Javier Morales and Alex Thomas from Associates in Business. Guys, welcome back to the show. I got a little devil in me today, so watch out.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
How's it going today, Jim?
Oh, it's going great. It's going great. Get a little closer to the mic, Alex. Don't be afraid. There you go. Now, what's new in our social internet makeover? We had a big meeting before the show. We got to see some of the graphics that you guys are using, got to understand some of the different things you're doing. I'm fired up.
I like that. Well, first, we'd like to invite everyone to visit the new YouTube channel.
Oh, I'm on TV.
Yes. It's www.youtube.com/ Fried on Business.
Hey, that's Fried on Business.
Fried on Business. And what we've actually done is we've actually customized the look of the page to carry consistency with the brand, kind of created
you
a new character.
That?
Yes, we did. And we actually created a nice little character for you.
Oh, an avatar?
Yes, a little devilish guy.
Ooh, excellent. Excellent. And there's flames all over the place. It's going to be just terrific. But I'm not, well, you know what? We won't go there.
Definitely.
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to touch on as far as your YouTube channel, something that we're initiating with your videos is a little optimization of those videos. And basically what that does is allow your fans and potential fans to find your videos based on the topic that they're looking for. And with a couple of adjustments, we were able to, today to take one of your videos and get them in high placement based on a few different keyword searches that we've put together.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I had only 41 views and everybody else had thousands, but yet you had me highly ranked on YouTube. How did you do that?
That's part of the special sauce, Jim.
All right. Well, we won't go there. I'll just go to McDonald's and pick some more up later on. Now, how can YouTube work for companies that don't have video content? Because not everybody does.
Right. I think that's one of the opportunities that social media brings to the table is the opportunity to be creative. I use an example as of a doctor, for example. A doctor really doesn't have much to really show on the video side, but being able to put up on a video the health tips of the week. to be able
to
do
like a slideshow, right?
You could do a slideshow, or you know what works really well for YouTube is raw film, which means it doesn't have to be produced. Get a little video camera. They have those little ones you could buy for $149. Take 5 minutes out of your schedule in a week. Sit there and say, hey, you know, the health tip of the week is don't smoke, and you know what?
Put that up
on
Facebook.
And don't be fat. Put that on Facebook and put that on YouTube and share it all over, and that's the content you could use.
Wow, that's great. And you know, something else is that there's a technique to it too, and you've got to kind of work at that technique, be regularly exposed and stuff. Oh, that's not necessarily the right word to use either. Well, let's go to the next question then that I have here for you. What other things have you been working on since the last time we met? A lot safer than the other stuff I was talking about.
You bet. Well, you know, one of the things that we showed you earlier today was the web layout that we've designed for you. And we're going ahead and doing right now the transfer of the files from your existing website to the new website, and hopefully should have that wrapped up in the next week or so. This way we can launch that program. And basically it's been a little bit of a project, but we should be getting it wrapped up shortly.
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, we're making some modifications. We've been videotaping the show for a while, but now we know how to do it better for YouTube in a clip format. And next week we'll even be getting better. We're going to bring in some real video camera thing and start doing it. So it should be really, really cool. I'm really excited about it. I'm not going to say really anymore. Really?
We're really excited.
You know, All right.
One of the other things that we're doing for the site, and we kind of reviewed it a little bit earlier, kind of going back to the SEO aspect, is doing a little keyword research.
What does SEO mean for us novices?
You bet, absolutely. That's basically search engine optimization.
Okay.
And the best way to define that is to position yourself on the internet using the keywords that someone's going to search for your services or products, and basically positioning yourself to increase your visibility and get a little bit more traffic to your website.
So I should put smart, sexy guy in everything I write, and then I'll always get on maximized SEO, or
yeah.
Is it different keywords?
Well, actually, I already did that for you.
Oh, no wonder I came up to number one. Now, as we go through the process, what's the one message you want to get across to our listeners and the fans?
Well, I think the most important thing is content. One of the things that we always find kind of challenging working with some companies is the development of content. Companies these days are very easy to give up their online marketing to other companies and expect them to do pretty much all the work for them. But it's very important that they get involved, and it's an extension of your brand. So it's very important that the message that comes across comes from the source, and number one, and it's the information that you want out there. So it is important to get involved.
Yeah, I want to get involved. I'm a content machine, and I really, even though I've been involved with Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and blah, 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 and radio is actually the number one social media thing I've been involved with so far, I realized today for the first time how to get retweeted. And I didn't even know it was going to happen. I have a good friend who works at, I guess you can go Google and you figure out what happened. So I Doug Hanks wrote something in the paper, or tweeted something, and I wrote him back. I said, something profound, I guess. And Doug retweeted it. So high five to Doug. Thank you for retweeting me. And you need to, I guess he'll tag on some of our SEO too. But that's, I just realized just from that one thing today, after being involved in social media for almost a year now,
right.
Just that little thing. It was so neat. And I did it off of my handheld. I'm so proud of myself.
You know, that's the key. The key is relevant content and building that engagement. Just by you responding and having something that was relevant to the conversation intrigued them enough to go ahead and do that. And again, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And what I didn't realize and what you pointed out to me is the fact that there's different types of frequency of content for different platforms.
That's correct.
YouTube, once a week. LinkedIn, twice a week.
Right.
Facebook, 2.5 times a week. Twitter, every 5 minutes. I don't think I could do Twitter every 5 minutes, but I do think that we can do Twitter on a regular basis, and then I guess you have to do long-form blogging a couple times a week, and then we're going to do some articles. We're going to really have a good time with this. We're going to really build it up. We're going to take the instructions. The guys from Associates in Business have actually created a social media menu and a how-to for me, and we're going to work on that. We're going to try to get consistent. We're going to try to become a good demonstration project for the Associates in Business and what they can do for you and your company. Now, Alex, what's a way to get in touch with you guys?
You bet, absolutely. Well, you can obviously visit us online at www.associatesinbusiness.com, and you can reach us on our line at 954-823-0614.
And Javi, what are a couple of good things that you have planned coming up for the website? I mean, we've talked about making an audio player so people can download episodes. We talked about creating an RSS. But what is an RSS feed?
RSS, it stands for Really Simple Syndication. What it basically does, it this programming allows the system to go out there and search the internet for relevant content that can be brought into a platform that is viewable, sort of like iGoogle or My Yahoo, where you pick and choose what information you want to receive. That is RSS. That's what RSS is.
And, of course, from your point of view, that will allow you to have folks register for your feed. And so anytime you put out a new blog or any new content, they'll be able to receive that in their feed and be able to view it.
Well, that's great. And I want to make sure next time we talk a little bit more about some of the special sauce in a generic form about SEO so we can help our audience become more informed and educated, because the educated consumer is going to want to buy your product because
you
it's
bet.
Darn good. When you people out there, fans of the show, see what these guys have done, you're going to want to get a piece of the action with them. Guys, if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
It's 954-828-0614 or visit us at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
All right. And, yeah, Javi, one more thing.
But tell you what, I got a little surprise for you.
Shut down the video?
No, not yet. Not that surprising. One of the things that we do with our clients is we basically develop a marketing pool to work with. So next week we're going to be launching a promotion with two of our partners, which is Aventura Limo and the Mayfair Hotel, to do a sweepstakes to do a fan drive for Facebook.
Oh, cool.
So people will be able to go to the Facebook page and sign up to win a two-night stay at the Mayfair Hotel with transportation provided by Aventura Limo.
On Freed on Business's Facebook?
That's correct.
Sir. Oh, my gosh. You did give me a surprise. I'm really excited. We got to promote the you-know-what out of that.
You got it.
All right. Well, guys at Associates in Business, Alex Thomas and Javier Morales, I want to thank you so much. We'll be right back after this short message with Dr. Paula. Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need a commercial real estate project financed? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can give you a hand with that. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, office, healthcare, industrial, we can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack or work out your legacy problem? We can help you with that too. Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with our favorite psychologist, Dr. Paula. Dr. Paula is a practicing psychologist in Dallas and is an assistant professor at the UT Southwestern Medical School in Dallas. Dr. Paula, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, we talked a little bit last week about demystifying using therapy. What do you got on tap this week?
Well, we're going to continue that session, you know. Can we start over?
Yeah, we're going to start off. Don't worry. Just keep going. He'll cut this part out. Just keep going.
Okay, so today we're going to continue with the demystifying therapy, but we're going to actually talk about what to look for in a therapist, what kind of expectations you have of therapy, and how do we know if maybe you're not with the right person.
Okay, so let's get rolling.
Yeah, so I want your listeners, there's some important things to look for, you know, to make sure that they're with a therapist that's a good fit. And I always tell individuals that. After a couple sessions, if they don't feel like it's a good fit, we need to find them someone who is. You want to see a therapist that it seems like they truly care about you and your problems. You know, do you have a sense that they understand you? You know, a big one is, are you comfortable revealing information to them? Is there a therapist a good listener? You know, do they listen to you without interrupting, criticizing? So do you really feel like you're being heard?
Okay, and then what?
Well, a lot of times people say they're really, you know, a little bit nervous about, like, what is a therapy session going to look like? Well, you know, each therapist is really different, but there are some similarities of how they're structured. You know, people will joke, am I going to have to lay on the couch? Well, you know, that is done in analysis, but most offices know. Normally, your session's going to last about about an hour.
Uh-huh.
And most people will come in once a week. Some will come in more if they need more intensive therapy. You know, it's conducted in their office. Some work in hospitals. But, you know, it's really like sitting down and having a conversation just with anyone.
Now, what are some of the other things we should look for when trying to determine that we're with the right therapist and therapy is working for us?
Well, you want therapy to feel like it's a collaboration, you know, that you and your therapist are working together to help you move towards your goals, you know, knowing that the therapist can't do it for you. You have to know that therapy doesn't always feel pleasant, you know. It's going to bring up some painful memories, some frustration, but that's completely normal. You know, and your therapist is going to help guide you through that process. And that takes us back to why it's just so important that you feel comfortable communicating with them. You know, and then finally, therapy really should be a safe place. You know, you need to always feel safe. And if you're starting to feel overwhelmed or dreading your sessions, you need to talk about that.
Now, as a therapist, do you have expectations of your patients?
Well, you know, I always tell people, look, this is your therapy. But, you know, we're hoping that people will begin to think about some of the things we talk about in terms of making healthy lifestyle changes. You know, that's certainly going to help no matter what you come into our offices for. You know, you don't want to expect your therapist to tell you what to do. And if they are doing that, they're probably not the right person for you. You know, we hope people will make a commitment to therapy. You know, if you skip sessions and you aren't able to consistently come, you're not going to make the progress that you want to. And then we just expect people to try their best to share their feelings so that you can slowly get to the issues that brought you into the office.
Now, how do you know if you're progressing in therapy?
Well, your therapist and you, at least after you've probably been to two or three sessions, should sit down and make some goals for your therapy. And so you want to see, am I moving towards those? Is my life changing for the better? Therapy is challenging, and that's a good sign to look for, that you're being stretched beyond your comfort zone. A big thing is, are you getting more self-awareness? Are you beginning to understand yourself at a different level than you did before you walked in the office?
Wow. Now, would there be signs that maybe the therapist isn't right for me?
Sure. And that's the thing to remember. Just because you go into someone's office and you meet with them once doesn't mean that you have to stay there. I always tell people, let's give it two or three times, you know, because you may just initially be uncomfortable coming no matter who was sitting across from you. But I think after three or four sessions, if you're not comfortable talking with this person, if you feel at all like the therapist is dismissive of your problems, if you feel like your therapist does more talking than listening, that may be a sign. Or the therapist is telling you how you should live your life or what you should do. Because therapy is really about kind of a journey and a self-awareness, not about what your therapist thinks you should be doing.
Wow, well, that's great stuff. Dr. Paul, as always, I really do appreciate your taking time out to share your insights with us, and I look forward to our session next week.
All right, talk to you then.
All right, well, this is Jim Fried with Dr. Paula. Make sure to stick with us after this short break. We'll be right back with more Fried on Business right after this short message.
Hey, this is Jim Fried, and today's world of message bombardment, radio offers a way to reach your target market directly. If you want to reach upscale listeners across South Florida, advertise on Fried on Business. For more information, contact me, Jim Fried, at 305-371-7118. Again, give me a call at 305-371-7118, or just shoot me an email at jim@friedonbusiness.com. Oh, I just love that music. I just absolutely love that music. That means it's time for Victor Franks. Victor Franks is calling in live from the Grand Tetons. Dr. Franks, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm here up in the high mountains, and I've got some good stuff today.
Excellent. Well, come on down from the mountaintop and give it to me, baby. What do you got?
I got probably the cheapest, easiest way to do all manner of good things for your body, whether we're talking de-stressing you or taking care of physical pain. We're talking simple balls.
It takes simple balls to get rid of pain?
What's that?
Take simple balls to get rid of pain?
Simple balls, using them as tools.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, well, give it to me. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know stability balls and what they've done for you.
I love my stability balls.
Right. Well, now I'm talking a simple, not even a brand new, but used tennis balls.
Well, wait a minute now. Used tennis balls is no big trick. I've got two of them tied up in a sock you gave me a couple of years ago.
Exactly right, but you're probably not using them correctly.
Not true. I roll them up and down the inside of my foot and also put them on the floor and roll them up and down my back. How am I doing so far?
You're doing pretty good so far.
I listen you when you talk.
Do,
the world should,
do
Dr. Franks.
I know you to do. I'm amazed.
Well, tell me, though, what are some other good tricks?
Well, the newest one is to reach your still point, and I don't know if anybody's heard about.
Wait, I'm using my tennis balls to reach my still point?
Yes.
Okay.
You take a sock, you take like a athletic sock, and you throw two tennis balls in the sock, and you tie it off. And then what you do, you lay down on a carpeted floor, and you put it right at the base of your skull. You don't want to let it go too far down your neck. Stick it right at the base of your skull, right against the bottom of the bone of
all
your
cranium. All the guys, just to let you know, all the guys in the studio are tilting back, going into alpha state and imagining doing that, Victor. You've
already
got us all wrapped. Keep on rocking, dude.
So you lay on that, and at first, and try not to let it roll its way down your neck. Just keep it right at the base on the occipital ridge there.
Oh, and, yeah. We all know what that is.
Well, just the base of your skull and back. And
okay.
So
okay.
What's going to happen in 5 minutes? Your breathing, you'll notice your breathing will change, and you will melt into it, and you will get this meditative de-stress state in 5 minutes. And hopefully, even though everybody is so busy, hopefully you can drag 5 minutes out of your day to do this, and you'll be amazed how calming it is, and especially when you're all wound up. Do that 5 minutes on the tennis balls, and it resets your cranial mechanism, and you'll experience the still point. And I'm not going to try to explain what that still point is. You'll be able to experience it yourself in 5 minutes.
Well, it sounds to me like you need to go on the Freedom Business Facebook page and make that a little bit more simplistic. Step one, step two, step three, and then people can visit and pick that up, and then they can go look for you on Ask Dr. Franks, F-R-A-N-C-S.
There you go.
There you go. What other good tips do you have for the audience today, Dr. Victor Franks?
Well, this is something I might not have shared with you. You've already mentioned that you can, whether it's in your office chair, on an airplane, in your car, you can have those same two tennis balls on either side of your spine and just lean against it, and it's a shiatsu session. So you'll arrive from your trip more relaxed than when you started.
Yeah, but everybody's going to wonder why I'm squirming in my seat the whole trip. Well, Dr. Franks, I want to thank you so much for calling in off the mountaintop. Do you got any other good stuff for us, or should we just
I
go
do.
Right to how would people find you?
I do, right on that, take one of those tennis balls or just one, you know, just put it on the side and sit on it, right in the middle of your glutes.
Sit on
and
this,
a lot
huh?
of people who get sciatica and just tight glutes from walking or running or biking, this, it'll hurt at first, but just ease into it, and you'll forget it's even there after a while, and it'll loosen up that butt.
Well, I always want to have a loose butt when I'm talking to you, Dr. Franks. Oh, God, why did you do that to me?
But sciatica is a horrible thing. So if you do that, you'll make sure you never have to experience sciatica.
I have friends with sciatica, but their butts are too big for tennis balls. Some of them need bowling balls, I think.
It's more off to the side, right? And kind of the middle, a little more off to the side. So.
Well, if people want to get a hold of you, they can call you on the phone, even though you're in the Grand Tetons for a while. What's your phone number, Dr. Victor?
My phone number is 305-975-8748.
And we already talked about that website, Ask Dr. Franks, F-R-A-N-C-S, right?
Right.
All right, and when people go there, they can see your logo, which is the field behind your home, right?
The flower of life.
The flower of life.
120-foot diameter sculpture.
You're amazing. What is that, all made out of riverbed stones?
It's made out of ground-up basalt. Rock dust. It's volcanic, and it's ground up granite, and on top of that I put white marble, and it's nice to know it's there. It's a whole different feeling when you walk into the middle of it.
Well, it's obvious that you're more laid back than me, because I'm in Miami and you're on a mountaintop, but I hope that you'll visit me again on the telephone next week, Dr. Franks.
I think this could be a weekly thing on the phone, and until I can get back to Miami, I think we'll try to make this a reality.
All right, excellent. But please come back to Miami soon. I know that there's a lot of people back here that need you, Dr. Franks. Dr. Victor Franks with Freedom Business. Thanks again. Huh?
I'm going to come back sooner this year.
Oh, excellent. I can't wait to see you, Victor. Well, we'll be back next week with Dr. Victor Franks, and we'll be right back with after this short break with more Freedom Business. Thank you, Dr. Franks.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. Talk to you next week.
I knew that I would not.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Victor Franks by calling 305-975-8748. Or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, we're back with our final segment with Freed on Business. We've got Michael Kwan. Mike, how you doing?
Good, Jim. How are you?
All right. Michael is a certified, all kinds of great certifications trainer. He's with Siphon Fitness. You can reach him at Siphon with a Y, S-Y-P-H-O-N, fitness at gmail.com. Michael, so I know that you get some feedback from your blog and stuff like that. Why don't we go over some of the questions that some of your fans have been sending you?
Okay, that sounds really good.
All right. Well, let's start with, when watching your weight and reading nutritional tables, what's the most important factor to keep track of? Number of calories or fat grams?
You know, that's a really good question, Jim. They both go hand in hand. Fat has a calorie or 9 calories per gram, whereas protein and carbohydrates only have 4 calories per gram. So I would just make sure that each serving contains a low fat percentage. Fat content can usually give you a good idea of how many calories are in something. So let's say 20 grams of fat would be about 180 calories. So the term calories in versus calories out is the key to weight loss, weight gain, or maintaining weight. So if you eat less than what your body burns, you obviously lose weight. And obviously the opposite is if you eat more, you gain weight. So you have to watch your portion sizes and make sure each serving doesn't contain too much fat. and you want to make sure you cut out, you don't want to make sure to cut out all the fats, because vitamins like A, D, E, and K are fat soluble, so you know they can only dissolve in fat. So you want to consume about 25 to 30% of total calories in fat per day. Fats like omega-3 and 6 are good for cardiovascular health, but saturated fats and trans fats can cause heart disease. So you want to be sure, you know, be picky as far as what you consume as far as fat goes.
Well, I know that I take fish oil, you know, deep sea, whatever fish oil that my wife buys, and
fish oil is great.
It works for me, and I also know that I have to eat a certain amount of fat every day or something just won't come out right in the end. So now let's ask another question. Okay. If somebody wants to trim down, oh, I can't ask this because it doesn't apply to me, but I'm going to ask it and pretend.
You look good, though.
Thank you. I look good and I feel good, and it's thanks to you.
Handles.
All right. I want to trim down my love handles and my abs. Will crunches work, or do I need to do more?
Well, unfortunately, the answer is no. There's no such thing as just spot reduction for your abs. Otherwise, we'd be doing a thousand crunches a day and have the perfect set of abs.
So the belly buster doesn't work?
No, you know, obviously, yeah, and people buy it, use it for a month or two, and it sits in the corner for the rest of the duration of that. So, you know, you have to think about a total body fat burn, and stripping the layer of fat over the stomach is really how you're going to be able to get that six-pack. Everybody's got a six-pack right now. They just got it covered up with just a layer of fat.
F-A-T and F-L-A-B.
Yes, there is. Okay, so, you know, it's a very common question, and everybody basically looks to do that whenever they get into the fitness thing. So, but it is one of the hardest things to obtain. Even bodybuilders, I think they have a six pack maybe six weeks out of the year. You know, that's when they're doing their competition things. So, it really takes a combination of proper nutrition, working out to achieve those abs. So, you know, you don't want to cut it out completely, or, you know, you don't want to just say, oh, I'm not going to do it because, you know, I'm not going to get the abs, because proper stabilization is a very good thing that comes out from doing core training. So you want to make sure that you incorporate that into your workouts as well.
Well, now, how do I know how many calories to consume in a day?
Well, I have a online, basically you go in and it's a logger, food logger kind of thing, and you go in, fill out the information that's on there, and whatever your goal is, it'll tell you exactly how many calories you need to consume per day to be able to meet your goal. And, you know, you consume the different types of foods and do your workouts, and you enter it all into the system online, and you'll be able to really keep track of what you're doing per day. And that'll hopefully get you to your goal.
Awesome. Well, I know I've been a dirtbag and I haven't been doing that. So when you come over on the weekend and we do our personal individualized boot camp and you break my chops the way people can see you do on my Facebook page, you know, you got to show me how to do that, because I want to be make sure I use your whole system completely. Now, I know we've been doing the boot camps on Saturday mornings. I can't go. I've got a conflict usually. How's that going?
Pretty good. You know, I'm still, you know, looking for people to come in and sign up for that. So all you have to do is go to my website, siphonfitness.com, S-Y-P-H-O-N. Just go on there. There's a Facebook icon. Click on that. Go and like the page and say Siphon Fitness Rocks on the wall. And first 8 people that do that will be able to get into my boot camp. And it's going to be held in Morningside Park over on 50th and Biscayne over in just north of Midtown Miami, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. And all you have to do is show up, and everything's going to be there, and I'm going to be there and ready to rock.
All right, Michael. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, as always.
Thanks
for having
me.
Great guest to have. It's my pleasure. We'll talk to you next week. And now we're at the end of our show where I'm going to rant about things that get under my skin. And I want to do one thing first. I want to let everybody know that starting next week, we'll have a new feature. The new feature will be Words of Wisdom from Grandma Lolly. So you're going to have things that are going to be kind of heartwarming because business talk's been so cruel lately. So one of the things that you got to do is you got to remember, this is Grandma Lolly's thought for today. Remember to do things like have a positive events log. It's something you should take notes on every day. Every day is filled with good things that we forget every day. So write down next to your desk all the positive things that happen so that when you leave the office, you'll remember the good things, not the bad things. Every day is filled with opportunities and filled with positive thoughts. Grandma Lolly is going to come on the show and make sure we get a positive vibe every week. Now that we've had the positive vibe, let's talk a little bit about what's getting me aggravated. Something that's really getting me aggravated is the fact that they rushed to the end of the debt crisis. Now, what they did was they just pushed the can down the road. They didn't create a solution. They didn't cut anything that really needed to be cut. And look, I'm over 50, 50 and a half, and I'm going to be one of the people that's ox gets gored when they deal with Medicare and Medicaid. But I at least want it to be there. I want somebody to have the tennis balls in the sock behind their back while they're working on this so they can remain in shape and get something done for a change. And getting something done isn't jamming something down somebody's throat. It's getting a bipartisan solution to get the deficit reduced. Remember, just 10 years ago, we had budget surpluses. What's going on around here? Another thing that's getting me aggravated is the NBA. No NBA until there's only 50 games left? Come on. Maybe we should just shorten the season to 50 games. And maybe if you don't come back, we won't come back. And D-Wade, go take your $2 million contract and play per month in China like you were offered today. I want to thank our guests today. I want to thank Noelia Moreno. I want to thank Javier Morales and Alex Thomas. I want to thank Dr. Paula and Dr. Victor. I want to thank Michael Kwan. And I want to make sure that all my sponsors and listeners get thanked as well. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other person finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.